This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Given. This weekend, the NBA crowns another champion in the NBA 2K League. That's the league where elite gamers compete in a video game version of NBA basketball. It's part of the booming billion-dollar world of competitive gaming, or esports. The NBA launched the 2K League in 2018, and 21 out of 30 NBA franchises have active 2K teams, with more jumping on board. One of the league's biggest stars is Boston Celtics point guard Albano Tomolari. Here's Only a Game's Shira Springer.
Albano Tomolari knows exactly when his life changed. It was April 4th, 2018.
So with the second overall pick in the NBA 2K League draft, Celtics Crossover Gaming selects O'Fab from Missouri.
Tomolari, known in the gaming world as O'Fab, puts on a Celtics hat, walks onto a stage at Madison Square Garden, and poses for photos. He's 5'10" and more than a little overweight, wearing a too tight sports coat. But otherwise, O'Fab acts like any other top draft pick. He's a confident 21, some might say cocky. He soaks in all the attention like someone who figures he's earned it.
Man, I'm feeling great. Just a couple of months ago, my parents told me you better get the job, and I told them give me till March, and this is where we at now. So,
O'Fab is widely regarded as the best NBA 2K point guard in the world, but he almost didn't make it to draft night in New York City.
That was my first time in 3 years that I actually left the house. Before that draft moment, I went through 3 years of depression, just being sad because of life. I only talked to my mom, dad, and my brother.
And during that time, he played a lot of NBA 2K. The video game is pretty much a virtual version of what you see in NBA arenas. It's 5-on-5 with traditional basketball positions like point guard, power forward, and center. Gamers team up online and compete against each other. Growing up, O'Fab played basketball in real life. He loved the sport so much that he wanted to play whenever he could. It wasn't long before he discovered NBA 2K, and he couldn't get enough of it. O'Fab spent countless hours perfecting his virtual point guard skills. It was fun, and it was an escape from the realities of life in his St. Louis neighborhood.
I remember I was sleeping in a room. We only had one room, so we were all sleeping right next to each other. And then someone just broke into our house while we were sleeping, just stealing our stuff. And, I remember someone broke into my mom's car, and it was very bad.
After high school, as his depression grew worse, O'Fab says he would
play 2K 24/7, never did anything else. And the year after that, 2K 24/7, never went outside.
O'Fab says his family tried to help, tried to talk to him about what was wrong, tried to get him to leave his bedroom and take a break from NBA 2K, but he wouldn't.
It was just pretty much I just locked myself in my room and I forced myself. I'm like, hey, if you guys don't want to give me food, I'm going to just starve here.
Most days, his parents brought him food from McDonald's. He downed that and a couple bags of chips, family-sized bags, and he gained about 80 pounds. He also became a star in NBA 2K. And it was like he was leading two different lives.
When I hopped on 2K, it was kind of an ego boost. They're like, yo, when people got a first pick, they're like, hey, I got Fab. No, I want him. So, I was kind of wow, I really feel important. People actually like me.
They liked what they saw on the virtual court, a player with exceptional basketball IQ who could pick apart defenses and rack up points and assists. But as O'Fab became a world-class gamer, his mom and dad became more worried about his future. They were two hardworking immigrants from Albania, and they didn't quite understand the NBA 2K world. Then came the inaugural NBA 2K draft in April 2018. And it wasn't long before O'Fab was getting paid to play the game he loved. Like every player selected in the first round, O'Fab signed a six-month contract that paid a base salary of $35,000. He got housing for the entire season, medical insurance, and retirement benefits. He also got a team physical.
So I went to the doctor's office. Keep in mind, I barely even looked in the mirror. So me, I still think I'm the skinny, fit guy. I think I look good. So he goes there, and the doctor tells me, you're obese. You're going to have diabetes soon. You have high blood pressure, stuff like that. I started crying. It was like a shock to me. I was like, what? I'm fat? And then he was like, yeah. Like, he kept it strict with me. He's like, yeah, you're definitely fat.
Then there was an embarrassing pickup game on a real-life court in Cambridge.
Someone did a crossover on me. It was the weakest crossover ever. Like, middle school me would have locked that up. But he did a weak crossover on me, and I almost fell. And, like, my teammates, they were just looking at me like, it's all right, get back on defense, you're good. And, like, they were being like, but me, like, I'm self-conscious, so I'm like, nah. They know I'm fat. I know I'm fat. So I'm like, I need to do something about it.
But while OFAB was worried about his weight, the team had other concerns.
It became clear pretty early on that even though three of our players referred to each other as friends, they'd never met in person.
That's Jim Ferris. He's managing director of Celtics Crossover Gaming. Just like their NBA counterparts, NBA 2K players live in the same city and practice together. It was a big change for top gamers like OFAB and his teammates. They were used to sitting in a room by themselves and playing. They weren't used to sitting next to teammates, getting coached, and communicating about strategy.
They had experienced a connection through online video gaming for years. How are they going to deal with this whole new social element of, you know, building chemistry and connections and doing that? And that happens both on the court and off.
Ferris knew he needed help and asked around.
You know, was there a coach on the staff that I might be able to talk to help our team chemistry? And Brad Steven raises his hand, and Brad says, that's me. I'll step in and help you guys.
Celtics head coach Brad Stevens is one of the NBA's most respected basketball minds. The gamers went to the Celtics practice facility in suburban Boston. Inside, the franchise's 17 NBA championship banners created an impressive display. And at first, the NBA 2K players were a little nervous. Stevens quickly put everyone at ease, offering advice and answering questions.
You know, our players are diehard basketball fans. They're into 2K because they love the sport. And to have someone like Brad take an interest in them and what they're doing, that really resonated with them.
And it gave Celtics Crossover Gaming something to build on. The gamers sometimes practice 8, 9, 10 hours a day. They go through film sessions and gather around whiteboards to review game plans.
Yeah, so he's saying like the two's going to end up there, but he's saying the point guard's going to go there, 5 sets it, he wraps up top.
And they huddle for a team cheer before they break for the day.
Family on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Family.
At practice, in huddles, OFAB is a vocal leader. He wants to be his best for his Celtics family. He recognizes the rare opportunity he has. So after his first team physical and that embarrassing pickup game, he asked the Celtics for help with his weight. This time, Rico Finnessy, the head coach for Celtics Crossover Gaming, raised his hand and became OFAB's personal trainer. While finishing up his first NBA 2K season, OFAB started a workout routine. It wasn't always pretty, like the first time he tried to bench press.
I tried benching the bar. The bar is 45 pounds, and, like, I watch too much football and NFL, so I'm like, I'm 250. I could bench this easy. So I would try benching that. My hands, my arms would wobble. And I'm like, wow, like 45, and, like, it was getting me frustrated in Boston, but it was the first week.
It wasn't long before OFAB returned to St. Louis for the offseason. He went back to the bedroom where he spent countless hours playing NBA 2K. Back to where depression and McDonald's dominated his everyday life.
So at that point, Rico's like, hey, you by yourself now. At that moment, I was like, hey, text me workouts every day, man. And if I have a problem with a machine or I don't know, I'll FaceTime you. And then every day, Rico never missed a day. He just sent me workouts. Do this, do this, do this. Why don't you try this?
OFAB stuck with his workout routine. He even invited Rico to St. Louis so they could train together for 2 weeks.
I was like, I'll pay for your plane ticket, man. Like, I'm really serious about this working out stuff.
The Celtics gaming coach and his star point guard filled 2 weeks in St. Louis with weightlifting, not NBA 2K. Earlier this year, OFAB returned to Boston for his second NBA 2K season, with a different body and a different approach to life.
I've been on a pretty strict streak, and now I'm so obsessed with working out that when I miss a day or I eat one bad meal, I feel so guilty. So, like, I'm obsessed with it now, yeah.
OFAB sometimes hits the gym twice a day. He eats salmon and salads, not McDonald's, and he's dropped more than 50 pounds.
I feel like it made me a better player, a better leader. Like, I'm better in interviews because I feel, like, more comfortable with myself. Like, I'm not worried, like, what other people will say or think. So it helps me at 2K because if I make a mistake or something, I'm not worried about what people will say. I'll continue on the next play.
Fab, wide open three, got it. Fab throws it up to no autographs with a takeover badge.
OFab's mom watches his games whenever she can. She's an NBA 2K fan now. She doesn't brag about her son's accomplishments, but one of her coworkers at a St. Louis restaurant told her,
"Oh my gosh, your son is famous." I say, "How you know?" She say, "It's all over YouTube and Instagram and everywhere." So she's keep showing to everybody all this.
And what does Raymonda Tomolari think of her son's success? About how much he's changed with the Celtics?
I feel like I win $1 million.
For OFab, it's bigger than that.
I got the job I wanted. My whole life I worked for something, I got it. So like I could do anything.
It's a different kind of confidence than what fans saw on draft night. And for good reason.
It sounds crazy. 2K like really saved my life.
That story came from Only a Game's Shira Springer.